This is Brother Metter, and I pray everyone's doing well today. I tell you, this is a wonderful, great day to be alive. You know, when I was a young boy, maybe 8 or 9 years old, I had my first experience with God. And there was a young man, maybe 16, 17, in our neighborhood. He started having a Bible study for young people, and it was in that Bible study that I guess the Spirit of God first really touched my life. And this young man that was leading this Bible study, at the end of it, he asked us to pray. And I felt the Spirit of the Lord fall on me. And I began to pray, and I didn't know it then, but I was praying by the unction of the Holy Ghost. And that was around when I was 8 or 9. I think I was in the third grade. And we were living up in Youngstown, Ohio. And I know it was the third grade because we only lived there that year, and I attended the third grade there. But I felt the Spirit of God, and the words that flowed out of me, I knew were not my own. And that began a relationship with God. I had already, at the age of 7, knew that I wanted to be a man that walked with God. I was raised in the ministries of A.A. Allen, Oral Roberts. I've been in their meetings when I was 5 and 6 years old. At 7 years old, I knew that I wanted to walk with God and have that kind of power of deliverance in my life. I never got a chance to be in Jatco or Branham's meeting, but I did listen to them on the radio. In later years, I watched their services on video and DVD, and something impacted my life when I was just a young man, and I know now it was the Spirit of God. But you know, I would go out in the woods and pray after that experience with God, and I would tell the Lord that I wished, this is the way I would pray. I said, Jesus, I wished I lived in your day. I would have followed you. I would have sat at your feet. I would have listened to your teachings. I would have desired to see the miracles and just been there and walked with you and been a part of what you were doing. And there was just such a love in my heart for God and the working of God's Spirit and the moving, of the Holy Ghost. And like I said, I was raised up in big miracle crusades when I was born. My dad was a preacher. I was born in Nashville, Tennessee. Pretty quick, we moved to Warren, Ohio, and he pastored a church up there. So when I was born, my dad was ministering. I was born tongue-tied, and my mom said that when the Holy Ghost would move, that I would let out a sharp, piercing squeal. And she used to testify that about 7 or 8 months old, God loosed the string of my tongue. And she said, since that time, he's not been quiet and still hasn't been quiet when it comes to the things of God. And I love God. I love his word. I love the working of his Spirit. But, you know, in later years, the Lord began to deal with me that he put me in this generation for a reason. He said, if you had lived back in my day, you would have seen the miracles. You would have been privy to the working of my Spirit, he said, but today I've chosen you a vessel that I can live in. I brought you forth to live in you and work through you and walk in you. You know, if you go back and you read Jeremiah, the first chapter, the Lord told Jeremiah when he began to commune with him, he said, before I formed you in your mother's belly or in your mother's womb, I knew you. And before you came out, before you took your first breath, so to speak, he said, I had already ordained you and called you and given you the ministry of a prophet. Well, I've told people many times, and I know God spoke in my spirit, and you may not understand what I'm saying, but God spoke in my spirit when I had a relationship with him, and I come to a knowledge of him. In 89, that the Lord spoke into my spirit, and this is what he told me. The Lord took me to this first chapter of Jeremiah, in verse 4, first chapter, verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. And I've told people, I said, I was not born by the will of man. I was born by the will of God. The Bible talks about sons of God in that first chapter of John. And there is a scripture there that the Lord revealed to me. Let me turn over there. I didn't plan on going here. I had some scriptures marked. But there are those of us, and there are those of you that are hearing this broadcast, that you are not just on this earth, but you were predestined and foreordained to come forth at this time to fulfill God's will that He's ordained for your life. I believe in predestination because God talks about predestination. He talks about being foreordained. He talks about coming to the knowledge of His will. And so in the Gospel of John, the first chapter in verse 12, it says, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." That word power there means ability. It relates to wisdom and knowledge and understanding. It's not miracle working power. It means ability. And there's some of you, God is giving you understanding of His word and the working of His spirit to bring you into the adoption of sonship, that you can walk as He walked, live as He lived, and you're going to be able to do the things that He done. Well, if you go on into the 13th verse, those first few words there said, "which were born." Now that, if you know English grammar, "which were" refers to plural. It is not singular. Yeah, if it had been singular, just talking about Jesus, it would have been "who is born." But it says "which were," so that's plural. And He's talking about the sons of God that are predestined and foreordained to put or be conformed to His image. I believe Romans 8 and 30 says that we are predestined and foreordained to be conformed to the image of His dear Son. And I'm not really meaning to get off track. Let me turn over here to Romans. And I'm pretty sure it's the 8th chapter. Let me go down to verse 29. And it says, "Whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that we might be the firstborn among many brethren." So right there, He's talking about this predestination. He's talking about this foreordained, and for us to be conformed to His image. So there's some of us out there, we've got a call of God, we're chosen, we're predestined, but you have got to choose to have a relationship with God. God's not going to force this on you. I don't care what you're called for. I don't care what you're ordained for. I don't care what God puts you here for. You have to choose and make a choice to come against this flesh, carnal mind, and override it, put it down, destroy it, and come into that relationship with God that God has predestined and ordained for you to have. May God bless you.